It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday, all at once. Your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk. Your PM wants feature adoption by cohort, and your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? Got a nice little echo in the headset to start out the afternoon, and all is right in the world. I'm playing musical chairs.
You were active. You were busy.
What in the world are people doing in here? They're taking the good chairs.
Is there any gum on the table? On the seats?
No.
It might be on your pants right now.
We're safe today. No, because I just changed chairs three times.
Yeah, I finally found my blue chair. It was in the Culture Map break room.
How dare they?
So who uses that?
I called them thieves on the way out.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, I shouted it too.
We're all under the same banner, Barry. What was that?
The hell
about?
Was that?
Someone else's mic screen.
Oh,
you didn't want to touch
someone
it?
Else's mic condom.
I had to take it off the microphone. So no, I've done enough touching of it.
So two things before we get rolling here. One, my head is killing me, so I'm just going to take a nap for this show. Are we good with that?
Absolutely.
Are we okay?
Not a problem.
Okay. Number two, are you guys feeling the email hell that I am right now?
What do you mean?
Reply all.
Yes.
I figured you were going to say something about that.
Why? Why do people reply all?
It's not like we're making unified decisions either. It's show by show.
Yeah. It's the worst. It's the worst. And I love them all to death so much. I love all my coworkers.
No, you don't.
But there's one. I'll let you guys figure out who.
Me?
It's Nick.
Oh, no, it's not.
Hate your face.
Actually, I'm trying to think. No, there's nobody here I don't like. Because I would, well, on this side, not on 94.1, on ESPN.
We have so many sides.
We've
got the culture map side.
We
have the sports map side. We have the 94.1 side, and we have the ESPN side.
But isn't the sports map side really just our station?
Pretty much.
Okay.
And the people in the front office.
It's less culture map, more ESPN radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you used to this desk, by the way? It's weird to have to look at you. I have to turn my head away from the microphone, so then it sounds weird to talk to my co-host.
It is because
I'm just going to do that from now.
They've moved the desk already a couple times too. Yeah. But the other thing was, it's hard to even remember the big poker table we used to have because
I remember it.
It was huge, but it's like we keep saying the fact that they did all this and didn't even run it by us, and all of a sudden it's like deal with this, and then come in every day and it's like, oh, the desk moved. Oh, the cameras are different. Oh, now
we got new carpet in the lobby.
We got suntan lights.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
That you know how some offices overnight. Have Purell? We have suntan lotion when you walk in here just so that you can get an even tan.
That's true. They're not that bad, though. They're diffused, I believe is the correct term. They're not like those other ones they had. Those other ones were.
They have a filter on them.
I think the white screen. Yeah. It's a diffuser. It's not a filter because the filter.
For a chick's hair.
No, I'm telling you, there's a thing called a diffuser for lights.
Nick, right? After you get a permanent, you use a diffuser?
I guess something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. He's like, I have no idea. So that's all. I just wanted to say, I'm in reply all hell and my head hurts, but I am happy to be here.
Does caffeine help that headache or hurt
I don't
it?
Know. I've always heard caffeine does help, but... I had a really large drink from a chicken sandwich
joint
place So I should be all right. I had 3 cups of coffee this morning.
3?
Yeah.
They should be peeling you off the ceiling.
No. I'm kind of like...
You stay up late?
I feel like maybe I'm on some sort of testosterone crash.
Did you miss the missed extra point scoring barrage of the Astros last night?
I know. I woke up. Yeah, I didn't watch that. I didn't stay up that late to watch it, but I woke up and saw it and was like, this is why everyone continues to tweet. Look, they're scoring the same amount of runs that they did last year. Yeah, in one game. Losing the rest.
I said to Nick, the biggest thing is this is going to be like the White Sox series.
Yes.
They're gonna go completely off the rails against the A's. They're going to put up double-digit runs in every game, and everybody's going to go, everything's all right in the world. No, because against good teams with good pitching, your record still sucks, and the offense has been non-existent. I think Granato was saying it this morning that they've had, I think they're 22-15, they've had 22 games where they either scored a run or less.
Wow.
Yeah, a run or less or 7 or more. But they don't get that 3, 4, 5 spot. 15 times they've had like 3, 4, or 5.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
They're just boom or bust.
Exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a freaky stat.
So that was nuts. I heard them talking about that this morning. But yeah, I mean, I was bouncing around from the basketball games. I started to watch a little of the Astros game. I went on a long run last night, and I was just like,
how long?
I love that, like 5 miles.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I love that because then I come home, I eat, I shower, and take care of Taylor for a while. And then when she starts like on her iPad and doing her thing, and I'm like on the couch watching games, I'm like, oh, this is good. Because I can feel myself coming down real fast to where when she falls asleep, I can go to bed and I will sleep soundly through the night. So
nice. Yeah, that happened.
And when I saw the score of the Astros game, I'm like, with 2 in the first, 3 in the second, I'm like, they're not going to need me to stick this one out.
No.
It's going to be okay.
They're all right.
Yeah.
Springer apparently set some sort of record with his 6 for 6.
Man. First time in Astros history.
With a dinger.
Oh, is that what you did there?
Isn't Altuve about to hit like a, I guess, a new milestone, like 1,300 hits or something like that?
What, his second home run of the year? That's a milestone?
Well, I'm talking in terms of hits.
Well, I'll tell you what, Barry, spot on. I thought about it again last night.
What I do
when
now.
You start talking about MVP numbers and things like that, be thankful. Oh, Altuve is a phenomenal player. But when you talk about MVP-type numbers, he's obviously off to a slow start. But when you look at what Mike Trout's doing again this year, dudes like LeBron in basketball, you can probably throw his name in the equation every season. He is just a stick.
If he could somehow stay healthy through his game, or through a season... And they finally got him some help. And you recall that I said, I think this team can make the playoffs. I think that they can be a wild card team at least. And because they went out and got him some help. They got Otani. Albert Pujols seems to have found the fountain of youth a little bit. Kinsler. So
Upton.
It's a different kind of Angels team. And it's amazing what you can do with some help around you if you have some protection in the lineup, which he does.
And look, the division is much better. But they knew they had to be because the Astros ran away and hid from everybody last year. And everybody just seems, well, it happened one year, it's going to happen again. No, from year to year, things change. And people adapt. And teams realize if they're going to be competitive in this division, they had to go get help. To their credit, they did. Except for the Rangers, which is lovely. And at the same time, the Astros haven't got off to a hot start, but yet they're still sitting right there. So it's nothing to panic about, but you just are hopeful either the guys snap out of it or they go out and start looking at potential help replacements.
Just be careful because if they do get some pitching, because they're not getting great pitching right now.
The Angels.
If that team gets some pitching, boy, could get scary. By the way, John Parker said, oh, matching shirts again, I see. Bro, you're colorblind.
That's blue.
No, this is black. Oh, you're colorblind too.
Well, it's faded.
This is my black ESPN shirt. This is old, dude. I've had this for like 4 or 5 years.
Mine is charcoal gray.
Yeah, so not even close.
So with my pink headphones on, according to your piss poor screen, I'm sure that you're getting quite the rainbow of colors without Skittles. So congratulations. But yeah, we're just getting started. We got lots to talk about. We got 2 basketball games and the Rockets on the horizon tonight, hoping to close out the Jazz. We've got the Astros to talk about in a series with the A's and a big outburst last night with Springer's 6 for 6 game and lots of other things on the docket. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, well, feel free to join the show. That's why we call you Usual Suspects as well. 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or... if you so desire, you can hit us up on Twitter where it's @BarryIsFunny, @PacManJoel with a K. and at the producer Nick. We love to have you participate unless you say something nasty and or critical. Therefore, you have to supply a picture so we can rip you to shreds. That's the way we do it here on The Usual Suspects. We'll be back with a whole lot more. It is ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, where we appreciate you monitoring us, trying to keep us on the straight and narrow. Exactly what I was when I said George Springer's the first player in Astros history to have six hits in a nine-inning game. Appreciate you, Lenny. Appreciate you, Dre. Joe Morgan in 1965, way before I was born. But hey, guess what? Joe Morgan didn't do it in a nine-inning game.
Hold on, way before you were born?
Yep.
I knew it. You should have
way
never said that.
Before I was born.
Let me see. Carry the one. Square root. Four.
None of us can do math on this program.
I need a calculator. That's how old he is. I don't... Can I get an abacus?
Can we zoom in on Joel's face right now?
I got to get...
If you guys haven't seen Joel's angry face, check out the stream.
No, it hasn't come up yet. Delay. Because I'm sitting here trying to think if I can get Moses on the line to see maybe if we can... after he's done parting the Red Sea, we got to go one-on-one again. I got to see if he's still
available.
Moses
parted the Red Sea, Joel was on the other side
fishing.
Because
when we were little, man, we had some serious battles.
You and Moses?
It was crazy.
That's awesome. I love it.
So Springer first, Astro to have six hits in a nine-inning game. He was 6-for-6 with a ding-dong. Three ribbies, four runs. Tonight, night's work. Marwin with a home run. Marwin with five ribbies. Mm. And there's a back and forth, Barry, because I also saw Brian McTaggart jumping on the Richard Justice train of Marwin in his last 13 games. And I was going to tweet them both and go, you might want to recheck that. Then I was like, well, but...
But 13 games, yeah, because this was last seven. So, I mean, this was the week. So it's kind of weird that they would go back 13... When clearly in the last seven, he's hitting .211.
Yeah.
And I was like, not doing bleep.
Because I even said when they tweeted, I was like, but is he though? Is he really? Yeah. That's what I said to them.
Look, guys,
I
know you're fancy MLB writers, but numbers are numbers and they don't change.
He's really breaking out. But is he?
You can't manipulate math. Otherwise, it's not accurate anymore.
I mean, is that a rash that he's breaking out with or is he hitting the ball? Because to me, it's not really feel resonating like, yeah, this dude's hitting the cover off of it.
Yeah. By the way, on the text line or the stream, you can chat with us on stream if you want to go there. It is just go to ESPN975.com and the live stream's on the front page. And I think you can click on that and get to the chat because there's like John Parker, Mr. Pick Me, Steve Hune. And Steve said, honestly, I hope when you guys one day have the number one show in Houston, you won't be like AJ. Joel, why are you so cranky lately?
Did he say that or did you say that?
No, he said that. And then. How's it going?
Thank you.
And then he said, your show is that good. So we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Joel's always been a little salty. I don't know.
It's weird because there's a portion of the population that follows this show that loves it when I get salty.
True.
Loves it when there's something I'm passionate about. And then there's others that
don't.
Not so much like that. Yeah. So you're never going to please everybody all the time. You just got to do your best, and that's what we're doing every day.
Oh, here's it's Tuesday. It's way back Wednesday tomorrow.
I thought about that.
We have to have a theme. They're already texting. What? Oh, I freaked out for a minute when I saw the clock. Somebody said one-hit wonders in hip-hop. Now, that's much
not
more
bad,
specific.
Because, yeah, it's more specific than what we've done in one-hit wonders. Otherwise, Kaja Gugu would lead the list again.
Right. No, because then we could do, like, Del the Funky Homo Sapien. You guys ever...
My wife wanted to do the Cheech and Chong.
Dale the Funky Homo Sapien.
I got
Mr. Dabalina. You got to Google that. You got to check it out. It's a good track. Hey, I think he's like Ice Cube's cousin or something like that. Nephew? I don't know.
How'd that work out for him?
Well, he got the one hit. It's a wonder. I don't know.
See what you did there.
Oh, my God. I'm making dad jokes. Kill me now.
Yeah, Nick didn't get you, but boy, he'd have been chomping at the bit if I did that.
He wasn't in the room, thank goodness. Well, I'll flag that. We'll hang on to that, and we'll take more suggestions for our Way Back Wednesday theme tomorrow. And then somebody asked, is texting y'all a selfie during the show your new thing? No, we just got tired of people saying how ugly I am on the stream and making rude comments about how stupid my face is. So I just said, well, text in a picture or tweet a picture to me, and I'll roast you, or I'll tell you what you look like. And the fair is fair. So, no, it's not a thing. It was just, you know, just something that happened one day organically.
Yeah, we got a mayo eater that looked like he was playing with his sister instead. That turned out to be his daughter.
Did you see the whole thread of that? Because I was like, bro, you look like you eat mayonnaise out of the jar. And then he goes, no, that used to be this guy. And then he sent me a picture of this big fat guy. And I was like, I don't know that guy. I'm not going to roast him. He goes, that's me. I was like, oh, my God. You look like you ate another person.
Really?
Yeah, it was all in that one thread. But he lost a ton of weight. Now, not all that was Usual Suspects weight loss challenge weight.
I was going to say.
I was going to ask that, too, yeah.
But good for him. It was really good. Like, we got some folks out there getting healthy, so now, that's good.
When we were talking about Way Back Wednesday, I was going to tell you that when we did the Mexican artists in honor of Cinco de Mayo, Lisa wanted me to use Cheech and Chong's Mexican American, and I'm like,
oh, that was a good song.
Yeah, and she said it was a good song, and I'm like, there's going to be that one person out there that's going to make it personal and take a shot at me for using it, and I'm not going to do it.
I do remember that song, though.
Because then Cheech had, which Tommy Chong gets credit for as well. He had Born in East L.A., which was a takeoff on Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA.
Right.
But before that, from the movie Up in Smoke, Cheech and Chong had Mexican Americans. And yeah. Lisa was a big fan.
I remember that song. Nick, you need to find that song, too. We got to... Let's go.
We need a...
He's like, bitch, don't snap at me.
We need a bunch of... We need a list of your songs that you want me to play.
We need a request line?
Yeah.
Yeah, Travis and Keenan.
Oh, God.
That was last minute.
I was DJ Nick, not producer Nick. Yes,
he
was.
All I've asked is that two songs be worked into the rotation, and he does one about every 4 days.
I did it
the
other day, right?
That's all I asked. Yeah. Like I said, one every 4 days. You don't play the other one ever. Oh, you got two that same
Greta
day.
Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
It was back to back, yeah.
Yeah. You got them that.
What is it, Tech N9ne?
Yes. Nobody want none. Okay. Ryan said he has low T. He said, did you notice the difference after the trip? I've only taken two of the pills. So they gave me the pills that I'm supposed to take, and it's a half a pill 3 times a week.
You take it with pill pockets?
No.
No, Dick. Because I've been giving my dog pill pockets with their meds all week. I'm just like, if you need a few, I can bring a few in. Get you started.
I'm not an old cat, Joel.
You like chicken flavor or beef?
Who's a good boy? Who wants his balls to drop? Who wants his balls to drop?
You like what? Chicken, beef, or...
If you sit, I'll make you a man.
And by the way, any idiot pet owner who subjects their pets to fish-flavored...
Ugh.
You're an idiot.
Unless you're a cat. Cats love fish.
Chicken
flavor.
Or beef. But other than that, yeah. Especially for dogs.
Mr. Pickme sent me a picture and wants me to roast him.
That could be every day.
He looks like a roast.
We already know what he looks like, right?
He looks like a roast. I don't need to roast him.
That's a good point.
He is a roast.
Stick an apple in his mouth and something in his ass, and he could be dinner.
Here, hold these bay leaves. Why? Just get on the stick real quick. I've only taken two, so maybe I'm just on this, like, because my head hurts and I'm all lethargic today.
That might be part of it.
So I think I'm just on this crash. My body's going to have to get used to...
Your pituitary gland is about to go nuts.
Will you, maybe my gland needs to be pumped? I don't know.
You might get CTE from what's going on in your head right now.
At least it's not like the Adderall. It makes me emotional. Thank goodness. Well, not yet, anyways.
Now, is this going to make the excessive grapes get bigger? Or?
I don't know. I don't know how that works, because I know steroids makes them shrink. But yeah. But Tristan at the Mann Center told me why.
Tristan?
Don't.
I'm just asking if his name is Tristan.
It is Tristan. But okay. He said, basically, when you take injectable steroids, even or like the roll-on stuff.
Like Barry Bonds?
He said, yeah, like the creams and the clears and stuff.
Yeah.
He said that basically it bypasses the stuff in your head that says, hey, that tells your balls to make testosterone. So it's a two-part thing. Your head says, make testosterone, and then your testicles go, all right, we're on it, and then they make it. But when you do like the clear and stuff, it generates the testosterone in the testicle, or it tells the brain that you have testosterone, so the testicles stop making it. That's why they shrink.
Now, is that also
so
why
I was like, well, that's interesting.
After a certain amount of time that you have issues with.
Right. So if you get off of it, they've stopped and they're shrunken. And that's why he said taking these pills, it's natural. What it does is, because it's that form of communication where the brain tells the testicles to do it, that the pill basically tells the brain, hey, you need to make more testosterone. So you never lose that link between the two. So I was like, wow, that's fascinating. I'm telling you guys, the Mann Center is
but
great.
What about what Raheel said?
You need, to go get checked.
I think you said testicle like 10 times.
Yeah,
in
he
the
likes
past
that.
60 seconds.
Yeah,
well, at least I didn't say balls 10 times.
Well, you just did. But here's the
balls.
What was Raheel's commercial too? Where after time of taking the testosterone injections, mm-hmm. that your body gets used to it and it starts wearing off where it doesn't work anymore?
I don't know about that. He didn't mention that, but he was just talking about the fact that sometimes if you take the wrong things. If it's not natural, which is what they try to do, they try to give you stuff that's natural so that your body is helping you and not you're just taking artificial testosterone.
Okay.
So maybe that's why I'm kind of loopy because my body's trying to get used to being a man.
We're looking for some answer for it.
Yeah.
I was going
to
say.
See what you did there. A year and a half in, you're still trying to figure out why?
Yes.
Yeah. Imagine my poor wife.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Instead of fixing that spot on your balls with a pill. Let's try a ball peen hammer on a flat surface.
Oh,
give that a whack.
God. That's brutal. Could you imagine? Was there anything that would hurt more than that? Smushing one of your balls with a hammer? Like, I don't know if I could name anything.
I don't even want to imagine
I
that,
think
dude.
I'd rather be shot.
You know that peaceful, queasy feeling chest. You get just by taking a nut shot? That would be
yeah,
worse.
Like, you ever racked yourself on your bike where you're just like, as a kid? I couldn't imagine just a hammer. Like, that would be the worst. Like, you could pull out my fingernails.
Especially
you could do
ball peen.
You're willing
hammer.
To do anything for the show. We should Facebook Live it. You'd be the volunteer.
You can kiss my ass. I am not doing that
you're
for
the
show.
You're the
I don't
one
like
the most
you guys that
the
much.
Usual suspects, right, Joel?
I'm yes. what? I'm
two against one.
What'd
sir?
You say? I'm what?
You got the most guts.
Well, not that much. I think that was a fat joke, too.
Jeez.
All right.
We're going to continue to roll on as we have broken the ice, and now we continue to roll on. Usual suspects back with a whole lot more ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour. Segment one of the three-segment show, if you go by hours. It is The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It is a Tuesday. We are working on Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah.
Again, people, you can make suggestions. We don't tell you not to because you're going to do it anyway. But then after the suggestions, don't give us your list because that's not going to be our list. Just kind of filling you in.
You are cranky today.
I'm not cranky.
You're very salty. You're the Morton.
Just because you believe two heads are better than one, and you're working on it with what you got going on.
What?
Well, you got the low T thing being fixed, and a headache, and all things are throbbing now. I'm just worried about.
Didn't get any of that.
I'm not salty.
Well, you kind of are. Somebody asked on the text. Joel always looks mad on the live stream, or is that his happy face?
Pretty much.
JK Matt from the 409 checking in.
What up, Matt? Wait. Yeah.
The 409.
Wait.
That's my crew.
I just
That's
gave him a good face.
Speaking of the stream, we're going to get to stuff. Don't worry. Last night wasn't a great night of sports for me because I slept through it all. So whatever. I got a bone to pick with Steven over at Culture Map.
Oh, yeah.
Take a shot at one of our fellow employees here at Gal Media.
That never happens.
I would never do that. We'll just call him Steve. I don't want to give his real name.
Steven?
Steven. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he writes an article on Culture Map. Pay attention, pick me, because you're
Magic Mike.
Yes. So the title of the article on Sports Map or CultureMap.com is "See Houston's Most Popular ESPN 97.5 Radio Hosts Daily on Livestream." And it's a wonderful article full of whimsical tales of Houston's...
Whimsical?
Houston's finest and brightest and best sports talk radio host appearing on live stream. And it gives all the shows on here. So it's got The Bench. It's got Granado and Raheel with Dell. It's got Raheel and Dell, The Usual Suspects, and The Blitz. And it gives all of the times and it talks about... You can see us all there. But let me read you the next two paragraphs. Any must-see interviews or segments can be viewed and shared on the ESPN 97 live stream, 97.5 live stream. Viewers with a hot take can engage with all the shows via a real-time moderated chat. Viewers' takes range from on-topic, like the Astros need to hit better, to on-camera, like stop moving your arms like that, Barry, they're jiggling. For the host, it's a whole new element to the broadcast game. What kind of a dick would include that quote?
People want to see you jiggle, Barry.
Of all the stuff that was said yesterday in the chat.
That's Richard to you, Barry.
That's what he went and got.
I'm a fan of Steven.
Do you see what you've done?
Let's
pick me.
Let's go tell Steve good Steven job.
On the show.
Let's buy him a Starbucks.
Oh, so you're just celebrating this.
It gives you an opportunity to call him out.
If this would have said something.
I already take enough heat. People are criticizing everything for me every day.
If he would have used the quote about how big Joel's head is, he would be so
upset. But I already know that I could be the Jack in the Box spokesperson if I was bald. I realize that. I accept that fact.
Nobody said that. I just wanted to throw that in there since you got me just a second ago. But of all the things, like, why would you? Why would you print that?
Why don't y'all do a show shirtless for one segment, both of you?
I'll do it. I don't care.
Do it right now.
No. I'll do it when I when I lose
another 15 pounds. I would actually do it too because I'm getting back to where I was. So I'm feeling better about it.
Watch out. You did run 5 miles. So.
Now.
Well, I wasn't referred to as round at a Rockets game, but I know that I've been Jerome doing Solomon. What I can do.
Hate your face, Jerome
Fat
Solomon.
Fat ass Nick. Because, see, if we have to take our shirts off, guess what?
You do too,
I'll
bro.
Take them off,
that's right.
I'm the technical director here, sir.
No.
I don't have to put the camera on.
Do you see what he does, by the way, though? We just go with that, and then he goes, way to go, Nick, fat ass.
Here's the deal, Chub Rock.
Jeez. Treat them right.
If we're taking our shirts off, so are you. And
I'll
if we're going to be on camera, you're splitting it equal time.
I disagree on
the
with
you know
that.
Who's going to be joining
well,
the show
it ain't
that
happening.
Day? Who? Barry Warner.
Oh, God.
Oh, he'll gladly come
you know what's
shirtless.
Sad, though?
The human Brillo pad is coming right in uninvited.
You know what's sad, though, is he looks better than any of the three of us with his shirt off.
What the hell are you talking about, bro?
He was stacked. He was buff.
You know, the man center? He's on overtime. They're injecting him with so much right now that it's not only keeping him alive, but it's making him look like he goes to the gym.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that, though. Why would you put that in an article?
The same reason why people just decide to say what they're going to say, or the reason why AJ picks on everybody on the station. It's just the way things are over here. Nothing's off limits, obviously.
Well, apparently not. So I hope you're happy, Michael. Now your quote has been immortalized in print forever on the internet, and everyone knows I have jiggly arms. Thanks. Thanks a lot. And yes, I'm going to roast you on Twitter at a break. Have no fear.
Tweet your jiggly arms at Barry Money.
I'm going to quote tweet that, too.
Retweet the safari trophy that is his headshot that
he put a headshot out?
Oh, my God.
One?
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant he had another one out.
No.
Oh, okay. No, I'm going to quote tweet that and roast him.
I mean, that's like a...
Oh. If you want to see it, at Barry is funny. And if you want to tweet me your picture, and I'll respond in kind.
It's like someone that got a yak. On a safari.
I'm just trying to figure out where his no.
Oh, boy.
I'll do it on the Twitter. If you want to get at various funny.
You just
I'll
sound
do it
like
on
my mom.
Twitter.
Are you doing that on the Twitter?
Yeah, I'm doing that on the Twitters, on the Twitterverse. I'll do it there.
My mom used to call it face place space.
Oh, really? Because
it was MySpace and Facebook combined. She's like, do you guys use that face place splice that much? I'm like, the what?
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So, yeah, we definitely are basically for all to be seen. You guys gave me a hard time when I said no one ever even brought these cameras to our attention to at least
you
say.
You keep mentioning that. They're not going to.
No, it's over. It's past and done. I've talked to David Gow about it. But I just was like, I mean, it's a heads up. So that
I
we
mean,
knew.
It's their studio. We just work here. They can do what they want.
I mean, Captain Kickball says I dress like I go to the gym every day, but look what he looks like.
By the way, yesterday, you guys missed some of the best stuff between shows, between Joel and AJ. That was so funny yesterday because AJ comes in gym clothes and then he shows up He comes in and gets Affleck, I guess, and then he goes to the gym and he shows up in jeans and a shirt. And Joel goes, "Hey, Mr. Kickball, where's your gym clothes?"
No, he came at me first.
No, no, you started that one. Who started?
I don't remember that, honestly. You go, I don't remember
you
who
go,
started it.
You go, "Hey, Mr. Kickball, where's your gym clothes?"
I do
clothes?
Remember that comment. I just don't know if that was the first.
And AJ goes, I think Nick said you changed. I didn't realize he had changed because I was still
that.
Yeah, because I was cleaning
that.
Up my backpack.
That was the first thing.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I took a shot at AJ first.
All right. No, yeah, you did.
So you said you changed, and then Joel immediately goes, "Yeah, Mr. Kickball,
nope. Yeah,
where's your gym
that
clothes?"
Was the chronological.
Let me clear how it happened.
To which AJ replied, "Joel, some of us only wear gym clothes when we're going to the gym, not to work." That was so funny.
And that here's day you happened to be wearing like basketball shorts.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah,
but yesterday? Chronologically, you said it to him. Then he made the comment about, "No, I don't come to work looking like I'm wearing gym." Yes, he came at me first.
I think it was
then
the way
I
he
came
said
back.
It. I didn't remember did. At first, but that's now fine. I do.
That was so funny, though, because I was like, "Oh, man, you guys are just killing each other."
Dude,
in
he's dressed like
breaks.
He plays kickball, and he's scratching his junk the whole time. He's in the little production room with us. I'm like, "Dude, seriously,
I wasn't
on.
Looking at his junk in the
you,
production room.
You can't
room,
miss it.
You
he's
were.
Like, it's like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what are you doing?
It had that noise effect and
yeah.
everything.
Yeah. So you got to get through the brush.
Hey, when is Mother's Day?
I believe the...
Is it this weekend?
10th or 11th or
12th? It's normally like the second week.
The Sunday, right?
Second Sunday in May.
Is it? My mom's out of the country. Because
then you got Memorial Day at the end of the
yeah,
month.
The 13th, May 13th. Sunday the 13th.
So somebody said we should do songs about mom.
That's not a bad idea.
I said, "I'm sorry, mama."
No. I know which one yours is.
I got one, but it would actually be...
Dear Mama, Tupac is already mine. Y'all can just forget about it.
I'm going to send an email,
I'm
gonna
email
right
it right now. Document it. And then I'm going to change the theme.
No, let's not. We're doing it about mama. Yeah. We have to. That's like that makes the most
my
sense.
My only hope is that it's actually... I'm actually... There's a song that I actually hope is past 2000... That's not before 2000 because... Oof.
Oh, speaking of Wayback Wednesday, did you see Baby Bash liking...
I saw you were interacting with him.
Well, somebody was like, "How could y'all leave Baby Bash off Wayback Wednesday?"
And you were all... Baby Bash.
Baby Bash. Baby Bash. I didn't mean it.
Hi, Baby Bash.
No, but I said, I responded.
I'll do that
I said,
to
wasn't
you.
Your best
I'll do
music?
That to you. You don't have to do that to me.
He doesn't even respond. I bet you felt so used.
No, I was like, dude, your best music came after the year 2000.
I love you, Baby Bash.
I'm not even going to DJ.
Your whore mouth.
I'm not even going to DJ Khaled it. I'll do that to you, and you don't have to do it to me.
I was just like, damn, Nick, this is a new low for you, bro. You're all like, "I love you so much, Baby Bash." You don't even have to reply.
Look at the tweet.
I actually
went at
three Grammys that one year.
Shut the hell up, Barry.
For that one song that I can't even name.
Yeah, but boy, you were so good. Those Grammys should have been yours.
Oh, my God. We got to go to break, a-holes.
I was so embarrassed for you after you said that tweet. I was coming like, what next. Is my boy Nick doing? I've never seen him fall all over himself. You were just like... Oh my God, Baby Bash, I love you so much.
It was nothing like that. It was nothing like that. That's such an exaggeration.
No, I'm going to go out and retweet it.
Retweet it.
You name him.
I'm going to retweet it. I'll quote
you. Name
him,
we'll play him.
Did you put the phone in your mouth? When you
shut your hole. Shut your hole.
Is that a mouse in your house? A mouse in your mouth? Or are you just having to hear for the Baby tweet, Bash?
You're making my head hurt. That's what Baby Bash
You
is.
Name him, we'll play him. The best of Baby Bash. Gosh. Coming up next. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspect. ESPN 97.5.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Just hour number one of the 3-hour show. It is The Usual Suspect. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It is a Tuesday, getting ready for a Wayback Wednesday. That's created some pretty good dialogue along the way. as we know that we are available by pretty much any means necessary now, because you can see us, you can tweet us,
you can hear us,
you can hear us, you can text us,
you can read us, read us on Sports Map.
Bunch of articles.
There's a great article right now on Culture Map that you should check out as well.
By the way, somebody just created a new Twitter account called Barry's Jiggly Arms. And then followed me. You can go to hell. If you think I'm following your dumb ass back, you are out of your mind. That is the dumbest thing.
He just wanted to let you know that he started the Twitter handle at the very minimum.
There's another one that was just created called Barry's Big Ass Balls.
I'll follow that back. That's probably a good follow. Get a life, El Jefe.
Hey, real quick, can I talk about the fundraiser real quick?
Yes! Yeah. Where are you at?
So we met the $500 goal.
Okay.
Right.
I upped it to $1,000 based on, you know, because you guys advised me to do so, and I thought it was a good idea. Mm-hmm. It's for the Texas Center for the Missing, and they provide crisis intervention, prevention, and community education to the missing and their families. For those of you who don't know, this is only the second time I've talked about it, but my dad went missing about 7 months ago, and I later found out that he was murdered. And so this is something really special to me. I try to volunteer once a month. I think they're even going to have a golf tournament in September. I think it's called the Amber Alert Pro-Am.
Nice.
But I'm trying to get people to I'm trying to raise as much money as possible. So I did a fundraiser through Facebook. I will tweet out the link again. There's already been a bunch of generous
contributions.
Yeah, including Christina, who dropped a dub or what?
Nice.
A bill.
Yeah.
At one time. And then I believe Mr. Birch dropped $150. But look, $5, $10, whatever you can. And if you don't want to donate, you can volunteer. I'll link you up with Beth, the CEO of the organization, or Melissa, and they'll kind of lead you into how you could potentially volunteer at the golf tournament or at any of the events. Mm-hmm. So I'll tweet out the link. You can, if you have a Facebook, it's the easiest way. But I believe you don't have to have a Facebook account to contribute. So I'll tweet it out at the producer.
Aside from
Nick.
Barry Warner, who doesn't have a Facebook account?
Even Barry Warner has a face because we're buddies on Facebook.
Oh. What did you do that for?
Yeah. You can block people on Facebook.
Yeah, you can just unfriend him.
You can unfollow him.
I friended him just so I could unfriend him. That's what I did.
But yeah, check it out. I'll tweet out the link at the producer, Nick.
All right, and I'll go retweet it. Joel will retweet it.
Yeah, we both donated already. Where are we? So you've given us an update. Where are we now?
Yeah.
It's $550 on the Facebook, not including the direct contribution by Mr. Birch.
So $700.
Yeah.
So we're three bills short.
I like it.
Three bills short of a grand. That'd be great.
Yep, yep.
Good deal.
It's coming
there.
Along.
That's
coming
badass. Along. Yeah, and thank you to everybody out there that's donated. where'd it go?
You're deep in thought. What are you doing over there?
So somebody said, hey, Barry, hopefully your improvement in your T-level fixes your floppy arms. Feel free to roast me and send a picture. And I don't download the pictures from the text lines. You have to tweet to me. You have to make it public. Like, everyone has to see you. Because if I just talk about you, no one can see the picture. That's why we do it on Twitter.
Yeah, it's called a roast.
Yeah, so send your picture to @BarryIsFunny, and then I will be happy. Because he said, feel free to roast my hairy potato-looking ass. So you already roasted yourself. Yeah. What do I need to do? But, yeah, I'm not going to look at the pictures there because people try to send weird stuff and disguise it as something else. And nah, I'm not doing that. I'm not falling for that again.
Not falling for the banana in the tailpipe?
Not again.
not this time?
Nope.
Didn't Mike from Get Me say he uses a shoehorn to get in the bathtub?
Wow. See how you're doing? Look at you. Man.
I'm having a good day. You said it was salty, and I'm having a good day.
I see that.
Jeez.
You're feeling it. All right, here's a sports question.
All right.
What happened to the Cavs? Is LeBron possessed again? That scary possessed LeBron. Is he back?
I wouldn't say that, but I think that the Raptors played right into his hand. I think we brought up a topic yesterday that's going to be a hot topic in the offseason, which is Dwayne Casey could be coach of the year and lose his job. And this is something that I set up for you guys before the playoffs started. Toronto's a great regular season team that really didn't worry me in the least come Eastern Conference playoff time because they can't execute in the final 3 minutes. They don't call any plays. The isolation plays that they call are easy to defend. And to answer your question about LeBron, when you only got to play four games and now you can rest for like a week, they just took advantage of the opportunity that presented itself because the Raptors played so bad. If you didn't watch any of that game last night, but you didn't miss anything, they folded up their tents and were ready to go home about 5 minutes into the third quarter.
Yeah, I heard DeRozan got thrown out
eventually
with a flagrant two, and a lot of people said he had already melted in. Like, it was just like, you know what, forget this.
And here's the thing. It's not going to be just the coach if he does pay the price. You got to start looking at if you're going to move one or both of those guys, too, because of the fact of the matter is they can be all-stars, they can be Olympians, they can be everything that you want, but they can't be big time playoff performers, and their track record has shown you that. So at some point, you got to analyze the situation, and if your side measure the man making the decisions, the general manager and president of the Raptors, and go, I might have to break these guys up because maybe they're better as Robin to Batman, if that makes sense, or maybe they're better as contributing players instead of trying to be the two guys we focus on, because they've proven over time as great as they can be in the regular season, and DeRozan was 11th in the league in scoring, but when playoff time comes, they fold up their tents and go home a lot.
Here's the thing, though. All right, now I'm going to play devil's advocate for a minute, because a couple of things that aren't being talked about in the narrative about the Raptors. Number one, the entire East
sucks.
I wouldn't even say sucks. The entire East, it's LeBron versus the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. Every year, it seems like LeBron's like, it doesn't matter what team he's on or who's around him. You don't have to get through Cleveland. You have to get through LeBron. And right now, it seems like nobody's able to do that. I don't care whether it's the Raptors. If the Celtics get run off the court, which is possible from the Cavs, are we going to say you have to break the Celtics up? Now, I get it that they're not having the issues in the playoffs that the Raptors have had. But think about this for a second.
They're missing their two best players.
Yeah, but think about this for a second. The Raptors lost by one in game one, and it went to overtime. And they lost on a buzzer beater in game three. So it's not like they got blown out by the Cavs. They were in at least two of those games. There was the 128-110 and the 128-93 blowouts. But they held, if they're one shot away in both of those games from this series being 2-2. One shot.
I told you guys. After game one, that was so demoralizing to them because their psyche was so fragile. I said, they could either come back with a vengeance or this series is over and they could get swept.
Yeah.
Because that hurt them so bad because everybody said, oh, that home court advantage. They've got and the one seed. They've got everything going for them. This is the year. And when they lost that first game at home, there wasn't any talk of, we got to get in that foxhole and dig deep and we're going to come out strong. Man, they were already gone fishing. And so that's what I'm saying. Overall, as sometimes you just have, maybe you've got unbelievable chemistry. Those two guys get along great. Maybe it's not like the chemistry of guys getting along in the locker room, but it's just you don't have the right mentality and chemistry as a team on the floor to have that killer instinct to go get it done. And maybe you got to reshuffle the deck because you had the best bench in the league for the entire season. The Rockets got there by adding pieces and developing other guys. But you have one of the best benches in the league, if it wasn't the best. You have two all-stars in your backcourt. Mm-hmm. You've got a guy in Serge Ibaka that turned out to be the biggest problem because you're paying him to be the third superstar on that team, and he's completely disappeared. And you've got a guy that everybody believes the potential's there for Valanciunas, but doesn't get it done in big moments.
He stepped up big last night. Yeah, he's the only one
he did,
stepped up
But big. The game before, they had a stat where he missed 8 shots within 2 feet in 5 minutes. In a crucial portion of the game. So you just have to maybe evaluate the whole team and go, we've tried it. We've gotten as far as we're going to go with this unit. Might have to start looking to do it, to start shuffling the deck again, because we've said all along, whatever you achieve in the regular season, legends are created in the postseason. In the postseason, their record's bad.
But go back to what you were originally talking about, which was my point. This isn't a coaching fault. They lost by 1 point and a LeBron James buzzer beater, which he didn't even call glass. Let's be real. That was, I mean, I don't want to say a lucky shot because it's LeBron James, but falling away and it goes off the glass. Mm. I wish I was LeBron some days. That's not coaching to me. That's a player or two not having the killer instinct, like you said. So I don't think that they should fire him. If they would have gotten blown out in all four games and swept, I get it. They were in two of them. They just don't have the talent to beat a LeBron James and the Cavs and the supporting cast.
But what I was talking about when we were kind of just kicking around and I was going the long roundabout way of getting there is Ibaka's making monster money as the third option, right? Lowry is making ridiculous money, like $30 million a year, okay? Mm-hmm. DeRozan's making a ton of money. In professional sports, unlike college, because you're right, in college, the players got to play better. We got to go out and recruit better. We got to change up the chemistry of this team and get a different mentality. In the NBA game, when you're locked down with money and you need to make changes that you're probably not going to be able to make because no one wants any of those guys, particularly Ibaka, but maybe some guys might kick the tires on DeRozan. I don't think Lowry, anybody wants that salary. So your easiest fix is we'll change the coach. Because they're making all that money. We're locked down. There's limited changes we can make. So the first change that everybody makes is, well, then we just get rid of the coach and try and bring in a new mentality and more of a dictator and more of a, because Casey's got a label as being a player's coach. Maybe now you bring in a guy that's more of an a-hole that's going to, like, crack the whip and get on these guys and really, you know, start telling them, this is how we're doing it. There is no exceptions. That's not going to fix this.
I don't know. I mean,
because I'm with you. Casey's done everything that they've asked him to do.
Well, how long has he been?
Short of winning in the playoffs.
And what, he's won, what did I say yesterday? 4 of the last 5 years, he's finished first in the division. And the 1 year he
won the division
second.
And one seed this year, and been a high
got
seed.
To the conference finals a couple years ago, semi-conference finals twice now.
But I mentioned to you, it's the whole Bill O'Brien, Gary Kubiak mentality. If you just win the division and get in the playoffs, but you always come up short, is that okay? Because obviously, it wasn't over time, and it starts to gnaw on the fan base. This is another one of those situations where the track record is what it is. The Raptors are going to be great in the regular season. They're going to fizzle out short in the postseason. With this unit, I don't see anything changing.
I guess we're just not – I just don't see how you've got two, like you said, two all-stars. They don't have the killer instinct. James Harden didn't have the killer instinct. You had two all-stars. Yes, you got rid of a coach prematurely and it backfired on you with J.B. Bickerstaff.
Right.
But what they did is they went out and got a guy that fit the mold of James Harden, but then they added different pieces around him.
Right.
And so at some point, you got to kind of look around and go, well, maybe we just don't have the right people around DeMar DeRozan.
And I agree with that.
Because, you know, do you want Kyle Lowry? Do you want DeMar DeRozan? Do you want both?
And does anybody want them so that you can do it quickly, which would Kawhi be one Leonard. Of those two guys, but if they don't,
you trade.
Then you got to try and find someone to pick an Ibaka, or just so you get enough cap room to make a difference. Because you can add guys till you're blue in the face, but if they're not going to be effective anymore, or over the hill, or never been there, how are they going to help you get it done?
What if you, if you're the Raptors, would you trade DeMar DeRozan, keep Kyle Lowry, maybe do a Kawhi Leonard trade?
Kyle's my boy and all, but boy, Kyle disappears in the playoffs, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You need somebody with killer instinct because LeBron has it. And it doesn't matter who's around him.
Now, you bring up an interesting point because Kawhi Leonard,
but it's not a coach
if the Spurs
thing
are going
to
trade him, they're going to trade him to the East, they've said.
Yeah.
So if he goes East, at least you get talent in return.
You got Kawhi and Kyle Lowry. You could do a lot worse to start to build around.
Good point. But are you really getting that mentality?
Because, dude, you want to talk about somebody that quit. James Harden disappeared in the playoffs. DeMar DeRozan quit.
Kawhi Leonard quit.
Well, he quit his whole team. That's a good point.
So, all right. Well, one in the books, two to go. 2 hours left of the big show. Not going anywhere, neither should you. Give us a call, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with hour number two. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.